Ignaberga has been a predominantly agricultural area since the Middle Ages, with limestone quarrying also playing a significant role. While medieval documentation is scarce, it is known that the village existed during that time, likely consisting of farms with adjacent fields. Evidence such as ancient field clearances, burial mounds, and cup marks suggests human activity in the area even earlier. The village's central life traditionally revolved around the church and its surroundings. The church village, situated between the old and new Ignaberga churches, remains well preserved, featuring closely spaced farms and street houses along the old road between Hässleholm and Kristianstad. In the 19th century, Sweden underwent land reforms that led to the redistribution of village lands, spreading buildings across the countryside to enhance agricultural productivity. This resulted in the dispersed farmsteads surrounded by rolling fields and stone walls that still characterize Ignaberga's outskirts. The arrival of the railway brought further changes. In the 1850s, construction of the southern main line began, spurring the development of Hässleholm and transforming nearby villages, including Ignaberga, into railway communities. Ignaberga was divided into the church village and the railway station community. The railway also enabled the expansion of the limestone quarrying industry. Limestone could now be transported from the quarry to the factory for loading onto trains. Limestone quarrying on an industrial scale continues in the area to this day. Not too long ago, the village had both a sports club, school and teacher's residence, taxi station, cafe, bakery, shop, gas station and a smithy. However, as with many small villages, services gradually moved to the nearby town. Today, Ignaberga is a small village with around 450 residents. The area is known for its scenic beauty and is popular for outdoor activities, particularly hiking. The villagers are active in the community association, organizing annual events such as Walpurgis Night and social evenings. The local churches are also cherished by the community, with many residents involved in their upkeep and activities.